You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, heading into our second RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 4 interview of this morning, I spoke to Vibe. She is the runner-up alongside Mandy Moobs, and she's very funny, she's very lovely. And this is the chat I had with her on Monday.
Runner-up, congratulations. A pretty awesome way to wrap up this year. How are you feeling about this result?
Really good. Honestly, my goal coming into it was just to get to the finale. And look, if Lazy Susan's going to win a year's worth of makeup to help make that face a little bit prettier, who am I to be angry at that? Honestly, we're doing the world a favor.
What was the atmosphere like heading up to this reveal?
It was really good. I think it was like, you know, you're anxious. You've already gone through sort of like every emotion of which way it can go. And I think towards the end, like all of us in the final were just so happy that we got there with the girls that we got there with. You know, from here on, like we're already, and it's so cliche to say, but like winning is getting on the show. Like it opens you up to so much more. So yeah, I was just happy and really, really thankful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from talking to the other queens throughout this sort of series I've been doing, yeah, everyone says like working with these queens has been such an incredible experience, and just being on the show in general has been so awesome. Was this your first time applying for the show? Have you applied in the past?
I think I've applied for almost every season. I know it was funny. Like every other year, I've like stressed about the tape, worried about it, spent weeks trying to get it to like perfect. And then this season, we were over in Thailand for a holiday for 3 weeks. As we landed, they announced the auditions were open. And the day that we flew back was the day before tapes were due. So I wasn't going to apply. I was like, it's too hard. Like, there's no time. I don't have anything prepared. And then we landed and some dumb decision in my brain was like, you know what? Let's spend the next 9 hours and overnight just doing the tape and sending it. Like, may as well see what happens. And very, very happy I did.
Look, exactly. And how was the audition process as a whole? I mean, obviously this isn't the first time you've done this, but this one, you came from a trip, had 9 hours. What were the vibes going into it?
It was insane. I sort of like landed and was like, okay, we need to make a list and just start ticking things off as we go. I think we were filming from about 4 PM until about 3 AM the next day.
Rough.
And then I edited till about 5, slept for 2 hours, and then went to work on the Friday.
Oh my goodness.
And then we submitted the tape. It didn't matter. And look, like all of the stress of that entire process is just what you just have to get through kind of thing. And yeah, literally it went the best way that it could, submitted the tape and got on. So no complaints.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Exactly. What sort of emotions are you feeling as this season comes to a wrap?
Pride is the main one. This is probably the hardest thing I've ever done definitely in my drag career, but possibly my entire life. And, you know, you hold so many potential, you know, like standards or goals or things going into it. And I think the sooner you can sort of like shake those off and just actually have fun with the experience, I think the better off you do. But yeah, I think now that it's sort of come to a close and the hangover from the finale event has finally subsided, I feel great. I'm really, really proud with what we showed. I'm incredibly proud of Lazy and the other finalists as well. And I just can't wait to see what's next.
And how was the finale event as a whole?
It was so much fun. I think, you know, having the top four with only, you know, well, Mandy and Freya up in Brisbane and Lazy in Melbourne, we only get to see each other every now and then. And so having us all together with Max and Kana and Nikita as well, it was just like a little reunion, and not a button-based reunion, an actual reunion, where we actually just got to like let our hair down, laugh about the whole thing, remember our favorite bits, and just celebrate each other a little, or a lot, celebrate each other a lot.
Yeah, as you guys should, this is a tremendous feat, and it's not for the faint of heart. It's definitely not for the faint of heart.
No, not at all.
And during the episode, you mentioned to Michelle Visage that you don't actually do drag full-time. You have a full-time job in a creative agency. How do you navigate drag while also working full-time? Because, I mean, I'm not a drag queen myself, but I know like a lot of work goes into curating your image.
Well, I always say it's like, I've done drag full-time. Oh, sorry, I've worked full-time the entire time I've done drag. And yeah. I sort of like, in my mind, it's like, you know, when you go to your parents' house and they've got like the nice fine china cupboard.
Yeah.
If all of the plates have sort of like fallen on the door, as long as you don't open it, it's fine. Oh. Nothing will fall apart. But yeah, I'm very used to like routine and sort of what like what my day-to-day, what my week-to-week is, and that just happens to include full-time job as well.
In the final episode, alongside the other queens, you expressed a message to yourself as a young child. Now, I want to take a little bit of a spin on this. What would you say to yourself heading into the first challenge of the show?
Just to get out of your head, I think, I mean, I sort of hit the competition in full delirium. I sort of went in very high and experienced sort of, you know, a lot of fun for the first four or five episodes. I let myself get in my head for the acting challenge, which I think we all saw. But even like the panic and anxiety of waiting for that episode to air and then watching it, it was nowhere near as bad as I thought. So I'm a very like catastrophizing person. Like I will go to the worst possible scenario as soon as I'm presented with the challenge. And I think the one thing I would tell myself is it's never as bad as you think it's going to go. It will most likely be, if not good, okay at best.
It must have been weird watching yourself back on all these episodes, especially obviously like due to editing and stuff like that. So how was that experience? Say, was the sort of editing of you as an individual kind of what you were expecting, or?
I don't think you can guess what the edit phase is going to do for you or against you, or if it's going to work in your favor or anything. I think that was what also brought me a lot of like anxiety while waiting for the show to air is like, you know, you film an episode over the time it takes to film and you say so much, you do so much, you have so many conversations that it's almost selfish to think that everything you say is going to make the final cut, because you are in there with nine other girls. You are sort of doing this with a bunch of other queens that also have all of their own stories. So I kept sort of trying to tell myself, like, don't panic, don't freak out, just see what happens when it happens. But now that we're on the other side of it, I'm really, really happy with the edit that I got. I think, you know, it really showed me at 100% full tilt, idiot, delirium, stupid bastard, which... Love
that.
But it also showed me being vulnerable and being sort of open to conversations about myself. Or, you know, I feel like it sort of helped me figure out the times in my life where I'm nice to myself and the times where I could probably give myself a bit more grace.
And regarding the filming process as a whole, was this sort of what you were expecting heading into the season? I mean, you mentioned last week you did have a flatmate who was on the season one.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, obviously she would have told you some stuff. Was it what she was telling you or different than what you were expecting?
I think everyone's experience is so polar opposite to each other. And I think hearing the stories of not just Coco, but a couple of the queens in Sydney that have done this show and this experience, you know, sometimes it can be something that is a real mental challenge. And I probably went into that experience a little guarded and a little sort of like trying to protect myself of what could happen. But I ended up having a really, really positive time. Like it was a really positive experience. And, you know, I said in the episode, you start your day every day being asked how you're feeling. And I'm not a therapy person. I'm not a sort of talk about my feelings kind of thing. So sort of that put me in a bit of a different mind space, I guess, day by day, because it does put the spotlight back on yourself. But I also think that's why I had such a positive experience, because I wasn't trying to do what I thought the Drag Race experience was. I was sort of trying to take every day as a new day and a new sort of opportunity to either find something else about myself, show something off that I can do, or struggle and try and learn a new challenge while being internationally televised.
And don't we love that?
Oh, we love it.
Final question here. What advice would you give to future queens who will be partaking in the show?
I think, and it's weird to say, but don't take it as serious as it feels you need to. I think the more you can actually realize that what Drag Race or what any sort of casting agent should be looking for is you as a person. So if you go into the audition process really, really stressing about showing this polished, top tier, like fully realized version of yourself, like, yes, you have to show that you're polished and professional and all of that. But the main thing they're looking for is personality. And I found that applying this year with no time, coming back from a holiday, hungover as all hell, was actually the secret ingredient that I needed to actually just put myself in an audition tape rather than what I thought a casting agent would want to see.
That was the lovely Vibe, who is one of two runner-ups from RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 4.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.